Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday morning. Boy, chilly weather's kind of moved out of here. I'm kind of wondering what the weather is up in New Hampshire. Let's check in with the director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, Andy Smith. Andy, how's the weather in New Hampshire?
It's balmy. I think we're all the way up to about 25, 26 degrees. Probably you'll get above freezing today. So it's
that
kind of
is
summertime.
That's balmy, huh? Wow. You know, Andy, when I think of New Hampshire, nothing really comes to mind. I don't think we hear enough. You guys in the state don't really do enough about promoting New Hampshire. What would be some of the things that would draw visitors or tourists to come to New Hampshire to see?
Well, tourism is our biggest business here. And in the wintertime, it's certainly skiing and snowmobiling are very big draws. We've had a lot of snow early, so skiing's been great. Summertime, it's cooler, so we get a lot of people come up to the mountains in the summer, to the ocean, what little bit of it we have. But the thing that New Hampshire is actually best known for, if you go around the world, around the country, is the New Hampshire primary. So for a political scientist, New Hampshire is a fun spot to be to go watch the New Hampshire primary. If you don't like politics, well, you might want to stay away in January of 2028.
Right. Andy, tell me, what do y'all do at the Survey Center there at the university?
Well, the Survey Center is an academic survey research center, and it's similar to what you see at a lot of other universities around the country. We do work largely academic research or research for not-for-profits, a lot of work for health, for medical schools and so forth. But I'm a political scientist, so for me, the political research is my kind of entertainment and fun. So we do polling for some media organizations, but we do regular polling in all of the New England states on general political issues, issues of importance to people in those states. And we touch on presidential politics as the presidential primary gets closer.
Well, you sure have a fertile field to work with in a real bright future, because politics is going to be here with us for a while, and a lot of talk and controversy about it. Well, let's take a look at Donald Trump, his president. His popularity, what is the survey showing?
Well, depending on the survey, it makes a little bit of difference. But overall, he's at about 43% job approval, 54% disapprove. And that's been remarkably flat, not just through this term, but in his second term. Certainly, his first term, he didn't start off too well. His approval rating was fairly low. His second term, his approval rating was a little bit higher at the beginning of it, but it's flat. And it's kind of gone down to this 43%. But we've seen this among presidents the last, oh, Jesus, you can go back to George W. Bush, where you've seen this sort of pattern where the parties line up and they just march to the tune of their political party. So among Republicans, Trump still has high approval rating, about 85% among Republicans. It's only 5% among Democrats. And this was, kind of take the approval ratings for Joe Biden and flip them over, and that's what you have for Trump. So the parties, people are rooting for their home team, so to speak. And since we're not in a real political environment now in the middle of Christmas time, you're not seeing a lot of movement in how people are supporting Trump or opposing Trump.
How much variation is when you get away from overall approval to specific issues?
You see the same sort of thing. That's really the thing that I think is most troubling as a political scientist for me, is that we Republicans and Democrats are seeing the world from completely different lenses. If you're a Republican, you like Trump, you think the economy is going good, you think the handling of immigration is going very well, you think foreign policy is going well. If you are a Democrat, you think immigration is terrible, the economy is terrible, inflation is terrible, and you blame Trump for it. So you really have to put on those, it's like people are wearing rose-colored glasses or purple glasses, I guess, or dark blue glasses, and they see the world that way, and they don't, and it makes it difficult for me as a pollster to try to say what's actually going on. Maybe look at the independence of people in the middle, who are not big supporters of Trump right now. Only about 31% of independents approve of the job that Trump is doing. But it's like saying, if you're a Yankees fan, are you going to like the Red Sox? And the answer is no, and vice versa. And it doesn't matter who's playing on the team or how well they're doing.
I understand that analogy perfectly. Andy, if you will, stay with me. We're going to take a traffic break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about Donald Trump, the president, his popularity. Where is it going to be headed, and what does it say about the future of the Republican Party and his administration for 2026? I'm Don Dubuque, filling in for Tommy Tuckle. Let's go to Joe Cardosi for a look at the roads and highways. Joe. And 6:25 on a Wednesday morning, I'm Don Dubuque, filling in this week for Tommy Tucker. Tommy will be back with you on Monday. Our special guest this morning is Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire's Survey Center. We're talking about President Donald Trump's popularity. Appears to be slipping in recent months, although some of the polls differ on actually how big a decline that is. Andy, I believe it's today, no, not today, maybe Friday, when the Jeffrey Epstein files will be released. This was a contentious issue. It seems like non-Trump supporters and Trump supporters were both demanding the release of these files, and he kind of brushed it off as nothing being there, and a lot of people took that as, well, he's trying to hide something. They're finally going to release it Friday. How much impact do you think that has had on his job approval numbers, the fact that he kind of held back on that?
Well, I think it's probably more of an inside baseball thing, that people that are really political activists or people who are very focused on politics paid a lot of attention to it. But the general public, I don't think it's going to make much difference. Big thing to watch, as it is in every election, is the state of the economy. And you're seeing that the most important problem, being economic problems, is creeping up. Right now, 12% say the economy overall, the economy and jobs, is the most important problem facing the state. And I think the unemployment rate ticked up just this week nationwide, and I expect that's probably going to go up again a bit. The other thing is inflation. Inflation is that insidious tax that impacts everybody. And now we're seeing 23% of people, and this is according to the most recent Economist poll, 23% say inflation is the most important problem. So those are the things that I think to pay more attention to. The things like the Epstein files, some of the other things going on in Washington, they're big for Washington and reporters, but they don't impact people on their day-to-day lives so much. And I think that's likely to not be as big of an issue. And I would say that with one big caveat, that is, except if there's somebody turns over that rock and finds a whole lot of lobsters or seafood down there that people want to get their hands on. I don't know if that's the case.
I agree with you 100% on that. The economy is so critical, because that's the thing that is front and foremost on everyone's mind. But, you know, I don't hear anybody saying, well, we don't have enough illegals crossing the border, they need to do something about that. Or nobody says gas is too cheap. Instead of that $2.39, we need to go back to $3, $4 a gallon. I don't hear anybody saying we need to let more of those drug running boats get through. We got to increase our fentanyl supply. We need to let Iran increase its nuclear weapons facilities. We need to step up the fighting in Gaza, eliminate that ceasefire. We need a lower stock market. We can't take any more of these record highs. Too many people are joining the military. We need less overseas businesses coming back here, making investments in America, and we need to keep that tax on tips and Social Security. I don't hear anybody saying any of those things, but boy, I do hear him griping about the cost of eggs and groceries. It's the economy. You know, James Carville, he got it right. Guy made a career on one statement. It's the economy, stupid. That's what it's all about for people.
It absolutely is, because for most people, the things that impact them are their kids, their job? Can they pay their bills? Can they put some money away? Can they go on a vacation? And when, right, if you don't have money in your pocket, that's going to make all of that other stuff that you're talking about just become somewhat irrelevant.
Affordability, that's kind of a new term. When did that start, and what does that exactly mean? Isn't it the same thing as an economic rating, a bad economy?
Sure it is. I would say that's political marketing is what it is. Get a new term to describe the same old thing. It's another way of saying that inflation is high and people don't have enough money to pay for things.
Do you think this is a temporary dip in the popularity, or is this an early sign of failing support, or do we not know yet?
I think we don't know yet, because it's going to come down to the economy. And really what that means is when the election comes around, and all of this is in the context of both the midterm elections and the 2028 presidential elections. But the big thing in midterm elections is who's going to show up. And historically, the out-of-office party shows up for midterm elections. That means the president's party figures, well, we got him elected president, we're going to go home for 4 years. And that's the historical trend. So I think that what you're going to see in 2026 is the Democrats are mad. A lot of those things that you cited, they don't like what's going on. They may not be upset about the number of immigrants coming across the border, but they don't like the way it's done.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to see them angry and showing up at the polls. It's going to be a lot harder for Republicans to get out to the polls, to get their voters out to the polls. And it's especially going to be harder for Republicans to get people out to the polls if the economy isn't good.
Andy, your field of political science is as interesting and entertaining sometimes as football.
You gotta make it entertaining or you get depressed.
Thank you, Andy. Always appreciate hearing from you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, my friend. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year up in New Hampshire. All right, it's time for news. Let's go to the WWL First Newsroom. And it's Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker this week, and we're joined by WWL.com columnist and Louisiana Network News Director Jeff Palermo. Jeff, always good to have you with us, my friend.
How you doing today, Don?
Jeff, you know, you, like a lot of us in media, found to be successful, you need to wear several hats. You do both news directing and extensive sports covering. Do you consciously cover the two differently, or do you just take it as it comes and report on it?
Well, I think sports broadcasting comes a little bit easier for me, you know. you know, I did a news story yesterday on this whole blow up on UnitedHealthcare and Medicaid recipients having to probably switch their health insurance provider. That took me a while.
Oh, yeah.
And all in a way that the listener can understand what the heck is going on with that. Where sports, it comes a little bit more natural for me. So
I feel your pain. Yeah, I've lived hunting and fishing my whole life, and it comes naturally. I could do it in my sleep. But boy, I have to research the news stuff, let me tell you. And you do a great job at it. Well, Jeff, I'm not going to get you to talk about news. I want to talk about this musical chairs for the coaches. Kiffin from Ole Miss to LSU. Frank Wilson to Ole Miss for the second time after being at LSU for the second time. What's your take on his departure to Ole Miss, and how did it come about? It doesn't seem to me like Kiffin has a good enough relationship to say, you need to get this guy over there, he'll do good for your program, when he's actually with him at LSU, but then he's been at Ole Miss before, and he's not been gone too long to where they don't remember the job he did the first time.
And Lane Kiffin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
has worked with Frank Wilson before. Back in 2009, Frank Wilson was actually the wide receivers coach at Tennessee when Lane Kiffin was the head coach at Tennessee. So it's not like, I don't think there's any animosity there. I just think right now it's a comfort level with Lane Kiffin, and I think he's got something working here with his offensive coaching staff, and it's believed that Kevin Smith, the running backs coach at Ole Miss, will, once the Rebel season comes to an end, will most likely be the new running backs coach at LSU. And I think Lane just has a comfort level with all these guys on his offensive staff, from Charlie Weiss to his wide receivers coach, and then he brings in a new offensive line coach. I just think there's a feeling there that he's got a comfort level. And, you know, I think what concerns a lot of people is, especially LSU fans, I think they look back and say, oh, man, one of the big mistakes that Brian Kelly made early on was not retaining Corey Raymond. And we all know how strong of a recruiter that Corey Raymond is. And look at how that backfired. LSU's defense went into the tank a couple of years later in 2023, and they had to go out and get Corey Raymond again to bring him back to fix the situation. And I don't know if it's necessarily the same situation this time around, just because the world of college football recruiting has changed so much, Don. And, you know, one of Lane Kiffin's last press conference, he talked about how at Ole Miss, one of his last press conferences, he talked about how college athletics is now so transactional, that these guys move here, move there. It's not so much about relationships anymore. And I found it pretty interesting that in Frank Wilson's last press conference that we heard him talk about when he was talking about coaching the team in the Texas Bowl, he really hit on the relationship part. So I think Lane looks at this and says, hey, I got a general manager in Billy Glasscock, and I got an offensive coaching staff that I believe in. And that the biggest thing that these kids are really more concerned about, whether it's guys coming out of the transfer portal or high school recruits, is, well, how will I be compensated? And the relationship part now is secondary. And so, I think Lane feels that he could probably still get most of these kids out of the New Orleans area that he wants. And he's actually had success doing it at Ole Miss without Frank Wilson. They've been able to get kids out of the New Orleans area to play up there. So I think a lot of LSU fans just really respect what Frank Wilson did in a very difficult situation here when Brian Kelly got fired, to try to keep this thing together. But at this point, Lane Kiffin has got an idea of what he wants this thing to look like, and he's moving on, and there's tough decisions that have to be made when that occurs.
Yeah, well, I think the best advice for Frank Wilson is keep the house in Oxford and keep the one in Baton Rouge, because he's spending a lot of time in both places. Jeff, stay with me. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to take a little look and insight up ahead to the Texas Bowl and kind of tell us what you see coming up there. We're talking with Jeff Palermo. Jeff is a WWL.com columnist and Louisiana Network News Director, and he'll be right back with us after this. Yeah, we're talking LSU football, also Tulane football, New Orleans Saints. You hear it all right here on the Big 870. With us this morning is Jeff Palermo, the Louisiana Network News Director and the WWL.com columnist and broadcaster. Jeff, the LSU Tigers will appear in the Texas Bowl versus Houston. Certainly that's not the one at the beginning of the season they certainly hoped they would be in. I remember you and I having some discussions when I think they were selected to be, I think they were about number three preseason choice at that time in the nation, and certainly been a big disappointment. They'll be playing the Houston Cougars in Houston on December 27th, which is about 10 days away. On the sideline coaching, from my understanding, it will be Frank Wilson. Where will Lane Kiffin be?
I think Lane Kiffin will probably be watching from a press box somewhere. This is a very similar situation that we had when LSU was in the Texas Bowl a few years back when they played Kansas State. Brad Davis was the interim head coach for that bowl game after Ed Orgeron had been dismissed and Brian Kelly had been named the head coach, and Brian Kelly hung out in the press box area and went on TV and during the TV broadcast and kind of talked about his vision of the LSU football program. So I think Lane will be mainly observing at that moment. So, you know, and there are a lot of people have asked, you know, why doesn't he just coach the team now? Because this is still the 2025 team, and Lane Kiffin was not part of the 2025 team. So let the coaches that have been with this team since, well, going all the way back to last January, if you would, when preparations for the season began, let these guys just finish it out. I know it's weird. And it gets even a little bit more weirder knowing that you're going to see Frank Wilson on the sidelines a week from Saturday night. He's going to be wearing the LSU jacket and the LSU hat and all that kind of stuff. But yet, you know, the next day he's going to, after that game's over with, he's going to take that off, and then he's an Ole Miss Rebel at that point. So yeah. it is what it is. I mean, college football is it's a bit of a mess right now, and this is kind of part of it, where you have these bowl games that, in a way, don't really make sense. They don't really matter, but yet you play them, and somebody makes money off of it, and so and we watch it, and once we watch it, we say, okay, that was great, and you move on. So
yeah, well, Ole Miss didn't share that sentiment about letting the coach that's been with the team this year go to the bowl game. They didn't agree with that at all. Well, right. Jeff, you know, that's what makes it so interesting and entertaining. That's where it is. Listen, thanks for being with us, Jeff, as always. And on short notice, we really appreciate you coming on to talk about Frank Wilson's situation.
No problem, Don. I appreciate it, man. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, my friend. That's Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist. You can read his columns on our website. He's also the Louisiana Network News Director. All right, coming up after the top of the hour news, we're going to be talking St. Tammany Parish. If you work, live, or play in the parish, you may be aware, or maybe you're not, there's a budget crunch, a budget situation, and we're going to talk to the parish president, Mike Cooper, about the impacts it will have, maybe how they can turn that around and rectify it. And also St. Tammany Parish Sheriff Randy Smith, what the budget impacts, the cuts will have to the services that are provided by the Sheriff's Department. St. Tammany Parish, we'll be talking about that. Then the following 2 hours, we're going to have extensive coverage of a situation where a little fish about 10 inches causes a major controversy in Louisiana. I'm talking about the menhaden, also known as the pogie. We have the industry representative coming on. We got state representative, elected official Joe Ogeron, and a couple of conservation organization organizers, Rad Trasher and Chris Macaluso. You'll want to hear that because you're going to hear a lot about it in the upcoming legislative session. And if you want to get a good, clear understanding about what the fish is, what the fishery is, and what the issues surrounding it are, stay tuned for that. I'm Don Dubuque in for Tommy Tucker on a Wednesday morning, and you're listening to it on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.